This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And before Umar radiallahu anhu leaves, he says an amazing thing, wallahi. He says, oh Muslims, let me advise you. He said, let me advise you. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fulfilled His promise to you, meaning that He said that He would give you Jerusalem, He gave you Jerusalem. And He has made you inheritors in the earth. So remain in the state of shukr. For as long as you remain in the state of shukr, Allah will grant you His favors. And He said, never be ungrateful. And listen to the words. He said, never be ungrateful. For when a person begins to sin, he begins to become ungrateful to Allah. And if he does not do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah removes the honor Allah gave him and Allah places upon his shoulders his enemies. La ilaha illallah. That's it. Three or four sentences, that's all he said. That Allah has fulfilled his promise, remain in the state of shukr. And if you start sinning, then you're no longer in the state of shukr. And if that happens and you don't do tawbah, then Allah will take your honor away from you and He will place upon you your enemies, and your enemies will disgrace you. Nowhere, wallahi, I say nowhere in the world is there a greater disgrace for the 2 billion Muslims than Jerusalem. Nowhere in the world. Surrounded by Muslims, a place bigger as Wales. And look how Allah has removed the honor, and it's a collective shame. It's not a shame for the Palestinians, actually for the Palestinians far less than anybody else, because they're holding the fort.